KMXV is Kansas City.
Well, are we ready to start the show?
How do we start?
How do we get started?
Let's start off with a joke. I got one.
Is everything a joke to you?
Is everything a joke to you guys?
It sure is.
Especially today.
What is it, April Fool's Day?
As you know, it is April Fool's Day.
April Fool's.
Because April Fool's.
Gotcha, April Fool's.
Start the show.
All right, so something has been bothering me this morning.
Okay.
April Fool's Day, correct?
Yes.
And so today we decided to launch a cash contest. People are going to think that I'm full of crap because usually I am full of crap.
That's when you get all cheesy and you go, "Haha, this ain't no joke. We have money."
I just made no joke.
Because we are. We're going to give you a chance to win some free money.
Yes, we're going to have keywords all day during the hours of 7, 8, 3, and 4. We're calling this giving you a G for being a G because you listen to Mix 93.3. We teamed up with Security Bank. So basically, we just give you a keyword during those hours. You go to mix93.com, enter the keyword, and you could win the money.
Say that again, would you?
All of it?
Yeah, the G part.
The G part? Okay, are you ready for it?
Yeah.
Mix 93.3 and Security Bank of Kansas City are teaming up to give you a G for being a G.
No, you got to finish because it rhymes.
Because you listen to Mix 93.3.
See? There it is. It all goes together.
Sometimes you pee. This money's for free.
Hey.
This ain't no joke.
We're embarrassing. We are very embarrassing.
We're no fool.
On April Fool's Day.
Got him.
Waka waka.
All right, we're a few minutes away from covering some of the biggest entertainment stories over the weekend, and there's a ton of them.
Yeah, including you guys. Lizzo, we've had her at Red, White, and Boom. I'm going to call her a friend of the show, and she is quitting show business.
Good morning, KC. Happy Monday, April Fool's Day. No joke, we're giving you a chance to win free cash.
Yeah, we teamed up with Security Bank to give you a G for being a G. I'll give you your first keyword at 7 a.m.
I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish.
Good morning, KC. It's a Rockin' and Tracy show. What is going on with Lizzo?
Is she walking away from the music business? So she posted on Instagram over the weekend that she quits. She didn't say what she's quitting, though. We're not sure. It sounds like it's walking away from the music biz, or is it social media? She said she's taking a step back from the spotlight and that she said, all I want is to make music and make people happy, but I'm starting to feel like the world doesn't want me in it. And she ended her message saying, I didn't sign up for this. I quit.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, like, seriously, because it seems like yesterday, you know, one of her first shows ever was here at Red, White, and Boom in Kansas City.
Sure.
Well, remember that this comes 7 months, I believe, after she was sued by her backup dancers for creating a hostile work environment. So who knows if she's just overwhelmed with everything going on in her person? Because we haven't really seen much of her lately. She's really stayed out of the limelight for a while now.
You know, now that you say that, we haven't, have we?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, no, she really stepped back.
Hide from all that stuff. I totally understand that feeling when people are kind of coming down on you. And on her scale, it'd be like times a billion of the worst I've ever seen, obviously, because she's Lizzo. But I still think that a lot of these artists get overwhelmed and they say they're going to quit. And then they come back once they've had like a little break and a little refresh and realize
maybe some therapy.
Yeah. What's important is that social media doesn't really matter. All these strangers judging you.
It happens to everybody. Like, has Elise Meyer come back from on TikTok yet? You know, she stepped away because she was getting so bullied, and she is so popular. And I always think she's such a positive light, and she's just so silly. And the fact that somebody would hurt her enough to make her just completely walk away makes me really sad. I saw a lot of reaction videos. People like, who did this?
You know,
how dare you? Because she's so sweet. And what movie could actually lure Rocket out of his safe little Briarcliff bubble into an actual real movie theater over the weekend? Well, of course, anything with Godzilla and King Kong in it. The movie, The New Empire, won the box office with $80 million its opening weekend. I believe globally it's made over $100 million already.
I got to tell you, I had the best time watching it. I think I'm probably the only grown man that teared up during a Godzilla movie.
No, because they're your friends. Godzilla's a good dinosaur. Is he a dinosaur or a monster?
He's
a monster.
He's a monster.
What do you call it? A kaiju?
I'm not sure.
That's not a word,
but
I know.
I got to tell you.
No, it's something like that. I'm close.
But hanging out at Screenland Armor and talking to people about it, it was like being at Comic-Con all over again. I had the most incredible time watching this movie, talking to listeners.
Don't lie. Did you come out of the theater making noises? Were you going, Knew it. Hey, Tableau Trash is brought to you by Lean Kitchen. Save time and money with healthy grab-and-go meals. There's four locations. Just go to leankitchenkc.bottle.com.
Beautiful things. Benson Boone on Mix. Good morning, KC. By the way, today is April the 1st, April Fool's Day. We're going to give you a chance to win free money, and this is no joke. I want to make sure that I say this over and over. This is no joke. Tara will explain in less than 8 minutes. All right, the Chiefs are all over the news today.
Yeah, yeah. Dallas police are searching for Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice as they investigate a six-car crash Saturday night. And big news this weekend when they signed 23-year-old former European rugby star Louis Riezamit. That's very cool.
Women were going crazy on social media all over the weekend.
He's a cutie. Well, okay, so he's young and cute for the young ladies. He's a rugby star. Rocket, have you ever seen rugby players' legs?
Oh, I watch them all the time. I love watching rugby.
I mean, it's crazy, though, how in shape and how muscular all rugby players' legs are. They are like, they're way more athletic than they get credit for. And that's a brutal sport.
I mean, they're basically, they're playing
they're NFL. They're getting punched in the face.
They're playing NFL football without pads
exactly,
on.
Exactly. And then also just the fact that he's Welsh. I mean, I can see why the young women of Kansas City are very excited about this one. If you are an AT&T customer, there was a major data breach they announced over the weekend that includes social security numbers and passcodes for about 7 million current account holders and about 65 million former account holders.
So it could have been, you could have been an AT&T customer, like, say, 3 years ago, maybe?
I don't know how far it goes back. I really don't. California's new $20 an hour minimum wage for fast food workers goes into effect today. The Powerball jackpot, you guys, it is up to $975 million tonight's drawing.
Are you guys going to buy a ticket?
I need to. I hope I remember. I meant to get one for the last drawing, and I totally got busy and forgot.
I really need that cash. Like, if the lottery is listening to me right now, I just need them to know I really need it.
I was talking to some friends of mine over the weekend, and I think myself and somebody else said the same thing, that they would, you know, of course, hand money down to family, friends, whatever, whatnot. But I think I would still continue my life as it is right now.
Well, because we'd keep it a secret. We can't give any clues that we just won almost $1 billion. So we got to keep coming to work and pretending like we're super poor.
They go, why? Because I got nowhere else to go.
The NCAA Men's Basketball Final Four is set. North Carolina State and Purdue will match up against each other Saturday in Phoenix. The defending champion UConn Huskies will play Alabama. And then for the women, we've got North Carolina State and South Carolina playing Friday. LSU versus Iowa is at 6:15 tonight. That's Caitlin, right?
Is she Iowa? Caitlin. Great game.
And then UConn versus USC is 8:15. So I guess great for UConn. Is that the only school that has men and women in the Final Four?
Yeah, it's kind of cool, isn't
it? That's awesome. Or North Carolina State, too, I guess, yeah. And then finally, I have an update. We talked about this a little bit last week. Conjoined twins Abby and Brittany Hensel are responding to people that they're referring to as haters, reacting to the news that Abby got married. Now, if you're not familiar with these twins, I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I'm trying to just give you a visual. It basically, they look like one torso, one person with two heads. And then they actually each have their body. The way it goes down their spinal cord is that they there's like two hearts. Is it two sets of lungs? Mm-hmm. One of them works the right side of the body, and one of their brain functions the other side of the body. And then when you get down to the lower torso, it's just one of everything. So they have one set of reproductive organs, et cetera. And then the news came out last week that Abby actually got married in 2021. She married an Army veteran. His name is Josh. And so one of the captions of these videos that the twins posted says, "If you don't like what I do, but you watch everything I'm doing, you're still a fan." Now, I'll be honest, I didn't see anything that was hateful. All I saw were people have a lot of questions.
Curiosity.
We just need to know how this
was
works.
Was your TikTok feed going crazy over it after we left Branson?
Yes, and that's all it was. And it wasn't people being mean or hateful. It was just curiosity, which I guess it's none of our business. They don't owe us an explanation, but I need one.
You said you were talking to Mallory over the weekend?
Yes, we just need to know how it works. And again, I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I'm just so curious. I mean, if you say you're not, you are lying.
I was a guy that first said something. Look, I'm dumb to a fault. I'll just say what's on my mind. Mm-hmm. And I said that when we were broadcast. I just had to, I'm like, somebody answer me.
I just need to know. Yes. But nobody has answers. That's what's trending on Mix.
Tate McRae on Mix. KMXV is Kansas City. Good morning, KC. Happy April Fool's Day. First of all, I want to say that over. Happy April Fool's Day. It is April Fool's Day. We started something today, which I still don't understand. We're giving away a lot of money.
But it's not a joke.
This is not a joke. Here's how it works.
Yeah, we teamed up with Security Bank of Kansas City to give you a G for being a G because you listen to Mix 93.3. So basically, we're going to give you keywords each day during the hours of 7, 8, 3, and 4. All you do is take those keywords to mix93.com and enter them for your chance to win $1,000.
Here's the deal. We all play up this Powerball thing, right? Like, yeah. Oh my gosh, what we do. $1,000 really will help somebody out here locally quick.
It helped me a lot.
I mean, $1,000 really, when you think about the whole scheme of things, yeah, I'm going to buy this way. But $1,000 kind of gets you straight.
Yeah, my OB sent me an estimated bill this past week for what it's going to cost me to have my baby. Uh-oh. And I was like, bleh. And then I realized, wait a minute, that's not even what the hospital is going to charge me. This is just what the lady doctor is going to charge me. Uh-oh. I need that $1,000.
So we'll give you your first keyword to win $1,000 coming up right after Miley Cyrus. We were good. We were gold. Hey there, Kansas City. The Rockin' and Tracy show is on Mix 93.3. That's Miley Cyrus.
Yes, it is. And Beyonce's album dropped last week. And there's actually a song on there with Miley called Second Most Wanted.
I'll be your shotgun rider till the day I die.
I still cannot wait to listen to the whole thing. You know, like whenever I listen to music, I listen to it like 10 times.
Yeah.
There's too many songs. Like,
really? I'm surprised that you haven't already gone through it that, because usually you're the first one to listen to an entire new album.
The thing is, there was something called Godzilla and King Kong over the weekend that just had my attention.
You're one of the $80 million contributors. Good for you.
All right. Speaking of money, we want you to have some free money as a thank you. $1,000, a G.
Yeah, that's right. We teamed up with Security Bank of Kansas City to give you a G for being a G. Because you listen to Mix 93.3. So we're doing this every day right now during the hours of 7, 8, 3, and 4. Your 7 o'clock keyword is fool, F-O-O-L. Just go to mix93.com. Enter that keyword fool for your chance to win $1,000.
Good morning, KC. How would you like to go to Dan and Shay's concert?
I'd like it very much, Rocket.
Same here. Call now. We're going to play Rocket and Trisha's trivia today. 816-476-7093. I know a lot of you are just now getting back from spring break and getting back onto your schedule. We changed it up a bit.
Yeah, we switch up the trivia question for every caller now because you were all just really
cheaters,
blowing the steam out of my engines, you know, Googling the questions. So now, whenever we answer your phone call, you get a fresh question. And the first person to get one right is going to get a pair of tickets to see Dan and Shay at the T-Mobile Center this Sunday.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Becky.
Becky, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Here we go.
All right, Becky. One in three guys admit they do this beauty act in the mornings when getting ready. What is it?
Oh, gosh.
Take a guess.
Lotion on their face.
Nope.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Dana.
Dana, here we go.
All right, Dana. And what year were the first modern Olympic Games held?
The modern Olympic Games? Uh-huh.
Take a guess.
Oh, gosh. 1966.
Nope.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Penny.
Here we go.
Who is the lead singer of Nirvana?
Kurt Cobain.
Nailed it.
Okay, now you got to answer the other ones because I'm dying to know.
Okay, so one in three guys admit they pluck their eyebrows in the mornings when getting ready to start their day. First modern Olympic Games were held in 1896.
I don't care about that. I needed to know what men do in the morning.
So you get a pair of tickets to see Dan and Shay at T-Mobile this weekend.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You bet. I'm going to put you on hold real quick. We'll come back and get all your info. And when we come back, that keyword, you could win 1G. Welcome to your Monday. It's Rockin' and Tracy show. Lady Skin, we have some Beyonce talk.
Sure. I know that Tara will gladly oblige anytime. Absolutely. You want to talk about Beyonce. So her new album, Cowboy Carter, dropped on Friday, and she has a lot of things that we were really looking forward to. A lot of us were excited about her version of Jolene.
Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm warning you, don't come for my
Dolly Dolly P, not Dolly Parton. Dolly P is credited on the album with a special little intro for that.
Call me old school. And I love Beyonce. Don't get me wrong.
Yes. Where is this going? I hate it already.
Dolly Parton, to me, is the only one that should sing that song.
Yeah. I don't like that one as much. I even like the Miley Cyrus version of Jolene better than that one, simply because she kind of sounds like Dolly.
Yeah.
But that's a beautiful song. I just like Dolly's better. Miley Cyrus is also on the album with a song called Second Most Wanted. Willie Nelson has not one but two songs. There's Smoke Hour 1 and Smoke Hour 2.
I love it, man. Smoke Hour, you know what I mean, Scope?
I think one of my favorites is Levi's Jeans. That is a duet with Beyonce and Post Malone.
Call me a sexy little thing. Snap a picture, bring it on. Oh, girl, I wish I was a Levi's Jeans. The way you popping out my phone.
To me, it's so Post Malone. Rocket. I'm a huge Post Malone fan.
Rocket, I love you down to the bone. I wish you were my Levi jeans. And then everybody was talking over the weekend about the song Bodyguard, swearing up and down that it was Taylor Swift singing on the background vocals, even though she is not credited anywhere, and we now know that she does not. I don't even know why you would think that, because I can't hear it enough to tell.
And sometimes I hold you closer just to know.
Just hearing that, would you think, oh, that's Taylor Swift?
Maybe.
I don't think it would have popped out to me.
Not from that little clip, but I do think it sounds really pretty.
Let me hear it again.
And sometimes I hold you closer just to know you're real.
I love it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that might be my favorite of the clips this morning.
Really? Out of all the clips, my favorite is Post Malone. You like the Bodyguard? Yeah. What about you, Rocket?
I'm the same one. I'm with Tara on this.
It sounds really pretty.
Well, I'm happy to be a lone wolf and pick my own personal favorite and not follow the crowd. So there. That's
you,
it.
You okay?
No, I'm not. I don't like it when nobody else follows, but I do.
Sometimes I hold you closer just to know you're real.
Well, now you gotta play the Post Malone again, too. You gotta be fair. Rude!
Oh, wait a minute.
Rude!
Good morning, KC. Happy Monday. Happy Fool's Day. April Fool's Day. By the way, this is no joke. We're giving you a chance to win free money. We're going to give you another keyword after 8, but here's your 7 a.m. keyword.
It's Fool, F-O-O-L. So just go to mix93.com. Enter that keyword, Fool, for your chance to win $1,000 from us and Security Bank of Kansas City.
A couple of stories about the Chiefs in the news this morning. Dallas police searching for Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice as they investigate a 6-car crash Saturday night. And 23-year-old former European rugby star Louis Riesamit officially signing with the Chiefs.
Good-looking kid.
Rocket just made a really sensual sound about him.
He's a very nice-looking young man. I can see why other women in their 20s are all about him.
Going nuts.
I see a lot of videos. I don't know why it pops up in my TikTok feed, but I see a lot of other videos that really highlight rugby players' legs. They're gigantic, and it is 100% muscle, and that is such a rough sport. I have some friends that played rugby a lot when we went to OU, and you just basically you're getting hit in the face all the time.
It's kind of like when you were a kid and you'd play football on, say, Easter weekend with your family, and they tackle without pads on.
Yeah.
Only they're much bigger.
Exactly.
They're all grown, muscular men tackling you.
AT&T has announced a major breach in its security, including some social security numbers and passcodes for about 7 million current account holders and 65 million former account holders. The Powerball jackpot, you guys, it's up to $975 million for tonight's drawing. So much money.
I'll take it.
The NCAA Men's Basketball Final Four is now set. So we have North Carolina State and Purdue playing each other Saturday in Phoenix. And then we've got UConn and Alabama playing for the women. North Carolina State versus South Carolina is Friday. And then LSU versus Iowa. That's Caitlin Clark, right, Rocket?
That's going to be the biggest game. If not the second highest rated game during this NCAA tournament.
So that one's at 6:15. And then UConn versus USC for the women at 8:15. Lizzo made a post on social media that's kind of mysterious. She says she's tired of putting up with lies and bullying online. She wrote, "All I want is to make music and make people happy, but I'm starting to feel like the world doesn't want me in it." She ended her message saying, "I didn't sign up for this. I quit." Now, it's unclear. Is she quitting social media? Is she quitting the music business?
I bet she's just taking a step back. I feel like a lot of these stars, they reach their breaking point of people being mean on social media, and it's they need a breather before they come back.
And of course, Lizzo's been through, in the last 7 months or so, she's been going through lawsuits from backup dancers suing her for saying that their work environment is hostile. And it is April 1st, April Fool's Day, and there are several big name brands that you're familiar with that are doing specials, but it's hard to tell, okay, what's an actual special for today, April 1st, and what is a joke? So I'm going to go through and let's see if we can figure it out. And honestly, I don't know the answer, but you guys figure it out.
Okay.
So Hormel Chili is suggesting a solution to double dipping. They have double dippable chips where it actually is perforated down the center and it makes it easy to snap so that you have two halves for double dipping. I feel like that's a joke.
I feel like that could be real.
You think so? Does Hormel even really make chips? Hormel chili?
Maybe not.
That's why I think it's a joke.
Maybe not.
Heinz is reportedly placing small ketchup dispensing billboards outside Chicago restaurants that don't serve Heinz. I think that's also a joke.
That'd be awesome if it was real,
How are you supposed
though?
To get ketchup out of a billboard? Ben & Jerry's claims that it's debuting a weird spin on its signature Pizookie ice cream dessert, the Pizzickle Pizookie featuring dill pickles. Rocket. They say that that one is real, but it's just for today.
What do you think, babe? You gonna try it?
Would you eat pickle ice cream?
I'd try it.
You would?
Yeah.
And then Krispy Kreme, I also believe that this is real. They are selling a dozen donuts for $4.01 because it's 4-1. And you actually get the deal, I think, if you go there or if you use the app, something like that. So I think that's legit.
What does a dozen donuts normally cost?
I have no clue.
I actually do not know, but I think more than $4.
More than 4-1?
And 1 cent. Yeah. Yeah. So enjoy that special today. That's what's trending on Mix.
Good morning, Kansas City. Happy Monday. I'm going to play one of my favorite songs, Benson Boone, Beautiful Things. I'm going to play that next as we head to wedding season. That and Lover have become the two wedding songs for this the summer weddings. I think it's beautiful, beautiful songs.
I think I like Benson Boone because its message sounds like a wedding song, but do you think its tone is a little aggressive for a wedding?
Who knows? It's whatever everybody wants for their wedding.
I like aggression.
Yeah, we'll play that coming up next. But first, can we talk movies for a second?
I will always talk movies with you.
Okay. I went and saw Godzilla, had no clue that it was going to be the number one movie of the weekend. I thought it was been out for a while.
Godzilla King Kong, keep in mind. It's not just one, but two giant monsters for the price of one. It made $80 million, I think worldwide, over $100 million in its opening weekend.
Absolutely loved it.
Yeah.
And except I almost walked out.
Why?
At the beginning of the movie, there's an actor. Have you ever gone to a movie and you've seen somebody who's in it and you're like, oh, crap, this isn't going to go well?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
I did it, and there was a blonde girl in it, the main character.
Let me look it up.
And I forget her name, but she looks like Tay Leone, or is that her name?
That's my person.
That's the one that I cannot stand her movies. I can't.
According to IMDb, I think you're talking about Rebecca Hall. I'm not super familiar with her. But no, Tay Leone and, ironically, her, I guess, ex-husband now, I don't know if they're still together, David Duchovny, both of them, great actors. They have never done anything to make me not like them. They're not bad people, as far as I know. I just don't enjoy them. If I'm watching something and they're in it, I usually just turn it. Yeah.
I think that when she came out like when the End of the World movies are out.
Deep with Impact.
Armageddon and that one. I'm like, I don't like the other one. I like Armageddon. And it's like, so it's just something in my head. I'm just wondering if anybody out there, text in or call 816-476-7093. Have you ever gone through that experience?
I feel like there's certain people, like if I see Julia Roberts or like a Reese Witherspoon, there's just certain people that they just grab me. They have that it factor and I enjoy watching them. Sandra Bullock is one of those people. It doesn't matter what it is. But I don't know why I don't like Tay Leone or David Duchovny. Again, they've never done anything to irritate me. I just don't. They're just blah.
I feel the same about Laura Dern, and I really don't like to admit it because she's never done anything wrong to me. But in Jurassic Park, she really irritates me. I think that's a problem maybe is her character written into the script irritates me.
Wait, are you talking about her most famous scene in Jurassic Park?
Yes, go for it.
The one where she goes, run!
Yes, and then she twists her ankle. Yeah. I definitely like Teresa's impression better than the real thing.
Wait, wasn't Tay Leone, wasn't she in Jurassic Park 2?
She was in 3, the bad one, where they're on the island. They're like lost on the island because the kid's stupid and he couldn't hang on. That's why you don't take your kids on places like that.
Well, when you feel that way, text in 816-476-7093. His name is Benson Boone, Beautiful Things, one of my favorite songs on Mix.
I want you, I need you, oh God, I need these beautiful things that I've got.
Beautiful things, Benson Boone. Good morning. It's a Rocket and Tracy show. I'm glad I'm not the only one that almost walked out of a movie because I thought it was a certain actress or actor. And people are saying... Actually, it's hilarious because some of these actors I like.
So yours was the one in Godzilla. I'm not familiar with her, Rebecca Hall. You said she reminds you of Taya Leone, which surprisingly is mine. I just don't enjoy her. If she's in a movie, well, I'll turn the channel.
Luckily it wasn't, so I stayed and watched one of the best movies I've seen. It's going to win Oscars.
I doubt that, Godzilla. But I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yes.
We had a lot of people on the text line talking about actors that makes them kind of back away from films just because they give them the ick for no reason whatsoever. Tiara actually said Keanu Reeves movies burn holes in my soul.
There's a lot of people. A lot of people think that.
I just saw John Wick 4. I love Keanu.
See, I love Keanu on a personal level. He just seems so nice.
All the Jack Wick movies. That's
John Wick.
John Wick. That's the only one that I like.
They're good.
They're
like
really, really good.
And then Nathan said Hugh Grant can't stand his films.
Okay, I'm with you on that one,
really?
Nathan.
Really? Yeah. I love Hugh Grant.
I like his movies, but I have heard all the rumors about him not being very nice, which that always flashes through my brain if I see one of his movies.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to do something pretty cool. We're starting this today, right?
Yeah, it's called Know the Show. We'll give you a couple facts about a show coming up at Starlight. If you can name the show, you'll get a pair of tickets.
Tate McRae. Good morning, KC. It's a Rocket and Teresa show. You know, one thing about living in Kansas City, there is always something to do. And I love going and talking about our friends at Starlight.
Yeah, it's such a fun venue outdoors. And this week we're doing Know the Show. So each day we'll give you a couple facts about a Broadway show. If you can guess it, you will win tickets to see that show at Starlight Theater this summer. So, for our very first pair of tickets today to Starlight Theater, your first clue is, this show is the fifth ever Disney Broadway show. Mm. Call 816-476-7093 to guess.
The first clue again is?
This show is the fifth ever Disney Broadway show.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Little Mermaid.
Yes! Good,
good
job! Right off the bat. What's your name?
Ashlyn.
Ashlyn, you get a pair of tickets to see Disney's The Little Mermaid at Starlight Theater. It's coming July 9th through the 14th. Plus, because you got that right, won those tickets, you're also a finalist to possibly win the grand prize, which is a pair of tickets to Shrek and Stomp.
Oh, woohoo. My son loves Shrek.
Do you have any children in your life that love The Little Mermaid?
I don't, but I'll probably take my mom.
That'll be phenomenal. It's going to be such a good show.
Disney Broadway shows are really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And that Shrek Broadway show is one of my son's favorites.
I mean, just Broadway itself is just so amazing to go. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to come back and get all your information. Of course, Little Mermaid.
Out of the sea, wish I could be.
I think children all over the world love this production.
And adults.
Adults,
I love it.
Yeah. Dua Lipa. So many powerful women in music. I'm going to play Billie Eilish next, but we have to talk about Queen Bee. I'm talking Beyonce's album dropped, and it dropped hard.
Yeah, it did. It is 27 tracks, and it is already, so it dropped on Friday. By Saturday, it was already Spotify's most streamed album of 2024. It was streamed over 76 million times on Spotify in 24 hours, and is the largest debut by a Black female artist ever.
Get a girl.
Ever. I don't think that's a surprise to anyone. Out of the 27 tracks, obviously everyone's talking about Jolene.
Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm warning you, don't come for my man.
There's even an intro that Dolly P, that's what she refers to her as, Dolly P recorded a special intro for it. There's a Miley Cyrus duet. I love this song called Levi's Jeans with Post Malone.
Call me a sexy little maid. Snapple picture, bring it on. Oh girl, I wish I was your Levi's jeans. The way you popping out my phone.
Post Malone and I are always on the same wavelength, man.
I just love that. Is it the melody? I don't know. I just love that. It's so fun.
His whole album, last album, is that way. It's so good.
And last week, Beyonce said on Instagram, "This ain't a country album. This is a Beyonce album."
I believe it.
Yeah. Right.
And Rocket, we're still waiting for you to listen to all 27 tracks all the way through 10 times in a row.
I know.
All right, that's your job today. Nothing else. That's your tabloid trash brought to you by Lean Kitchen. Save time and money with healthy grab-and-go meals that are delicious. Lean Kitchen KC, 4 locations, leankitchenkc.bottle.com.
Sabrina Carpenter, good morning, KC. It's a Rockin' and Tracy show. So I guess everybody needs to be aware of the weather later on today, right?
Yeah, we're going to get some severe stuff. I think the majority of it is going to be sort of on the outlying suburbs of the metro.
Right.
But we could be getting some pretty severe stuff, including hail and maybe even some winds, little rotation. So just be aware of it and watch it. I think the heaviest they said was between 4 and 6.
I don't love those words in the same sentence, rotation and wind. I'm going to act like I didn't hear it just for my own mental health.
All right. So earlier,
you should act, though, in case you need to take home.
Fair.
So earlier, you two were talking a conversation. I heard something about Friends or something.
A girls' day. Like, this is the ultimate girls' day that Tara and I both want to be a part of, Rocket. Jennifer Aniston and Sandra Bullock had a girls' day in New York. They went to the spa, they spent the day together, and then they both went to a Broadway show because their friend Sarah Paulson is starring in it. I did not even know that Jennifer Aniston and Sandra Bullock were friends.
Can you imagine, Rocket, just going for a little Botox day with your BFF Sandy or your BFF Jennifer Aniston?
Well, don't women do this all the time?
Yeah, but I just didn't know they were friends.
It's not with those two.
Like, I know they're both around the same age and they kind of came up in Hollywood around the same time, but I don't think I've ever seen them hanging out before. It just makes me very happy. It makes my heart want to explode a little bit. And also, I want to be part of that girl's day.
I agree. Where is our invite, Teresa?
They're two of my favorite people. Rocket, maybe you're not as excited, but I'll bet you'd like this one. Did you also see that Robert De Niro and Austin Butler had dinner at Snoop Dogg's house over the weekend?
I actually did. I was just like,
another weird one. I didn't know Robert De Niro and Snoop Dogg knew each other.
Everybody gets high, Teresa.
How does Austin Butler fall into the mix? I need to know. These are all people I just want to hang out with. It's amazing.
I bet Robert De Niro was like a big hippie in his day.
You know
he
was.
And he's like, yeah, I can hang out with Snoop. And then Austin Butler is just like, these two guys are awesome. I'm on board.
There's a picture that they were posting. I don't know if it was Snoop's son or whoever was posting it, but it looks like it's inside Snoop's house. And it's a real close picture of Snoop with his arm around Robert De Niro, hugging him tight. But like his head just fits perfectly into Snoop's armpit.
Aww.
Like this, just the right height. I love it.
That means it's going to be a good friendship if your puzzle pieces fit together.
Yeah. There you go. All right, Steve Serrano is coming up next, but before we leave, we always do this.
We like to slow down and take a second look.
Mix 93.3 and Security Bank of Kansas City are teaming up to give you a G for being a G.
No, you got to finish because it rhymes.
Because you listen to Mix 93.3.
See? There it is. It all goes together.
Sometimes you pee. This money's for free.
Hey.
This ain't no joke.
We're embarrassing. We are very embarrassing.
We're no fool.
On April Fool's Day.
Got him.
Waka waka. Oh my God, we are embarrassing.
Cheesy.
Wow. When is that coming up again this afternoon, Tara?
Nah, your next chance is during the hours of 3 and 4 with our very own Davo.
All right. Until tomorrow, have a wonderful day. You deserve it.
God bless.
Be kind.
Show's over.
And we're done.
We've already run out of time again.
And this is where we say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Don't say goodbye.
Who'd like to hang around and help clean up?
That ended well.
Rockin' and Teresa and Tara in the morning. Mix 93.3.